Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. A very warm welcome to Islamic Upbringing. This is your host, Zainab. In this program, we try to answer your questions and queries you have regarding the Islamic upbringing of your children. The answers are based upon the Noble Quran and the narrations from Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him and his purified family. Today in our studio, we have had the pleasure to be with Professor Salman Nakavi, who is an Islamic scholar and a faculty member at the Al-Mustafa University, Qom, Iran. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome, sir.
Thank you.
Well, Professor, we have been discussing about the etiquettes of speech that should be taught to the teenagers. And we reached a point where we said that teenagers sometimes come up with these reasons that, say, it was important for me to. Sometimes they are like they always speak the truth, but they come up with the reasons that I was forced to lie over here. So do we have something like that in Islam we can or really lie somewhere, or we should be trying our best to be speaking truth all the time?
Yes, it is very important to be truthful. But the reason for being truthful is that our whole lives are based upon the truth. The ultimate truth is God Almighty. And this ultimate truth, this absolute truth of Allah Almighty has to be conveyed to the world. It has to be this truth has to be established in the world. For the sake of establishing this, sometimes it becomes important, for example, to save our lives, to protect ourselves. So in our madhab, in our way of life, in our religion, Islam, there is the concept of taqiyya. So taqiyya is a way in is one of those instances where we can lie about something, for example, to save our lives, to protect our lives.
All right.
We want to save our faith. We want to live and to be remain faithful to Allah Almighty. So
right.
We are allowed to lie for the sake of protecting ourselves,
right.
Safeguarding ourselves. Of course, sometimes, as we see in the example of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, he sacrificed his life.
Mm-hmm.
But it was for the sake of Islam, for the sake of the ultimate truth. Sometimes you need to balance between two things. Some of our imams, they did not give that sacrifice, not because they were not ready to do so, but because at that time, in history, it was necessary to live, to remain amongst their people, to guide them. On other occasions, it became necessary for the imam, like Imam Hussein, to lay down his life for the sake of protecting the truth.
Okay.
And fighting against the
oppression,
the zulm, the tyranny. There was no other choice. So basically, there is a justification of lying or not speaking the truth. You can
not in each and every occasion.
There are certain instances, very extreme instances, where you need to lie. For example, if you're going to a place where if you express your faith, if you show your faith, what you believe in, people will chop off your heads.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that is a situation, an extreme situation where you need to protect yourself and protect and safeguard your faith and not necessarily express what you believe truly. sometimes by, it's not necessary to speak the truth always. You can keep it hidden. Keep quiet.
Right.
And sometimes you can even say something which is false.
Yes. Yeah, we have reached a very crucial point over here, and there are some questions coming into my mind. I'll prefer to ask you that after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at EnglishRadio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. We are with Professor Salman Naqvi, and we're discussing the manners of speech that should be taught to the teenagers. Well, Professor, one of the things that teenage girls usually do than boys, but maybe boys also do this, but it's like if there are two girls, they are very good friends, they are best friends. Now they start sharing each and everything, all whatever is happening in their lives, they share with each other. And they have this concept like, I'm a truth speaker, I always speak the truth. But before going to the break, you said that it's not necessary to say each and everything.
Yes, it's not necessary to reveal everything you know. It's not recommended to say everything you know. Don't speak everything.
So the first thing here is that we have to make it clear in the minds of our teenagers that you don't need to prove to others that you are a truthful person.
Yes.
Revealing everything.
No. The speaking the truth means what you say is based on facts. Speaking the truth does not mean that you say
everything you
know and everything you believe. You don't need to confide in people everything, especially when you're not sure about the other person, when you're not sure about his character, his behavior, how he is going to deal with it. When he finds something about you, will he maintain its secrecy? Will he maintain the confidentiality between the two of you or whoever you're confiding in? So it is important.
And above all, we have in Islam that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves the dignity of a person.
Exactly.
Every person possesses a great dignity in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he really does not like when we kind of start revealing our, especially sins or all the other
Not necessarily. Certainly, we're not supposed to reveal our sins. Even we have instances where people would come to the Imam, Mawlana Imam Ali alayhi salam especially, and they would want to confide in him and outrightly
confess.
Say, look, I've committed this sin, and the Imam would say, no, you're not sure about what you're
right.
saying. He would say that you need to get yourself absolved of these sins by interacting directly and talking to Allah Almighty. So we don't have this concept confession system as we have in some sects of Christianity.
Right.
So we don't have that. The religious scholar, the alim, the person who steps of the imam and the prophet, and he works as a representative of the imam in the society. But there's no concept of this intercession being carried out in this sense that you confess your sins to someone, and then he will go and get you absolved of them. And you know, that's not what repenting is. In Islam, repenting is connecting directly with your Lord.
Right.
You can seek the intercession of the imams to help you in assisting you to in the eyes of Allah Almighty.
Right.
So they don't want you to come out with your sins and to make yourself tarnish your image and lose your dignity.
Right.
So the most important thing is the respect and dignity of a human being and a Muslim and a mu'min. And especially when we under peer pressure or under in our close circles, friend circles, we speak out things which we shouldn't be. We should not be speaking out what's happening at home.
Right.
And confiding. Yes, right. You need to seek the help of someone who can guide you. Of course, you may seek advice for that.
Right.
For any situation that you're facing.
Right. Well, Professor, we'll be discussing more with you after a short break. The listeners, stay tuned.
The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, "Honor your children and teach them good manners."
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. We are with Professor Salman Nakavi, and we have reached a very crucial point in this episode where we're discussing about the manners of speech that should be taught to teenagers, that sometimes teenagers kind of to show to others that they are a truthful person, reveal their secrets many times, even sins, to their friends and others, and just they just think like we are the truthful people on the earth. But that's not exactly what Islam teaches us. Professor Salman Nakavi is discussing more with us.
So, yes, if we're sharing our secrets with people who we're not sure about, then that's, the moment something leaves your lips, then it's not your property anymore. So you need to be careful.
You can't take it back.
You can't take it back. So you need to be careful what you're saying to who you're saying. As I was saying, that you need to seek advice from someone, then still try to not mention so many details. You can, the amount which is sufficient to get your problem resolved. You may even say that, look, it's not about myself. I'm talking generally, there's a person who has this problem. How can it be solved? So it's not necessary to say to a person who is going to advise you or you're seeking his advice to tell him that you're talking about yourself. So to that extent, it is important to maintain your dignity. The truth is important, but dignity is more important.
Right.
And then, yes, sometimes you need to accept that you've made everyone knows about it, and you need to accept that you have made that mistake.
Yeah.
It's a mistake which has caused something. It has wronged other people, and they're accusing you of it, and you need to accept that, yes, I have made this mistake. There you need to be truthful.
Right.
And then you should beg their pardon, and you should request them to forgive you.
So only where it's necessary, not yes, all yes. the time.
And sometimes when you speaking, so you can speak, you lie about something if it's for the sake of something, of a higher goal.
Your
honor, your property. You need to safeguard your property. You need to safeguard your life and your honor, your family. So these things have to be protected.
Not for each and every reason that you feel comfortable.
If you can avoid speaking untruthfully outright, you can use thoriya. You can use some forms of speech where it's in between the truth and lying about it.
Right.
Thoria is a special way of something, of saying something. For example, you want someone to...
Politically.
Yes, it's a diplomatic way of, absolving of yourself. And you're
that's also situation-based.
That is situation-based. That is also allowed. But just
not
speaking...
Not all the time.
Lying just for the sake of joking is not even recommended. If you're joking about something and you're lying about it...
Because it's considered as gunah kabira.
Yes,
considered
even jokingly you shouldn't be lying.
Sins.
And sometimes speaking the truth behind someone's back also becomes illegal. And when it's backbiting.
Yeah.
Backbiting and riba is not speaking... is not accusing someone of some wrongdoing when he's not done it.
Okay.
That's tuhma, that's ittiham.
Right.
But when you're...
saying truth
you're
behind someone's
back,
which he may or not like when he or she will listen to it, That's backbiting. So that's again very important issue we should be talking about, and inshallah we'll discuss that in the upcoming sessions. Thank you so much for being with us. Thank you so much, dear listeners. You were listening to IRIB English Radio. In case you want to listen to our programs again, go back to our official website, which is www.parstoday.ir/en. Go to the tab COI Call of Islam. You can find an archive of our programs there. Well, you can also find us on these social media platforms by just searching Call of Islam Radio. In case you have any questions regarding the upbringing of your children, please feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Until another session, wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
Do you know?